Service safe.
Professor Buzzkill. Mini-Mix.
Hello, Buzzkillers. It's the old professor here, jumping on my horse to give you a galloping mini-myth for the week. You know, the image of the Pony Express is very strong in American consciousness. Here's what we remember. A rider galloping as fast as the wind through the Wild West, ignoring the elements, dodging hostile Native Americans, and delivering the mail. But that image owes more to Buffalo Bill Cody's Wild West show and later Hollywood movies than to the actual history of the Pony Express. According to the U.S. Department of the Interior, quote, few events in U.S. history have generated more myths and half-truths than the Pony Express. The Pony Express, whose official title, by the way, was the Central Overland, California, and Pikes Peak Express, was founded in 1860 by the freight shipping company of Russell, Majors, and Waddell. Their idea was to speed up mail deliveries between St. Joseph, Missouri, and San Francisco, California, which could take months. The express was able to cut it down to 10 days, which was very fast considering the distance traveled. Speed was the most important thing for the Pony Express. The 10-day schedule was met through dogged persistence, not by a relay of thoroughbreds flying across the plains, however. A great many of the Pony Express ponies were mules because they could travel farther on less water than ponies and horses. So the key to the express, what I'm trying to get across here, the key to the express part of the Pony Express was not stopping. It wasn't because riding horses flat on until they dropped from exhaustion at the relay point got the mail there any faster. After all, horses can't run at full speed for 20 miles, which was the average distance for each leg of the Pony Express. The Pony Express also didn't normally carry ordinary personal mail. Only very important business correspondence and newspapers were worth sending at the cost that the express charged of $5 an ounce. That's right, Buzzkillers, you heard me, $5 an ounce. So a love letter from your sweetheart in St. Joe out to you in the mines in Colorado went by wagon train. Other myths about the Pony Express include that the company advertised for young men with no family attachments. One ad supposedly read, "Wanted. Young, skinny, wiry fellows, not over 18, must be expert riders, willing to risk death daily. Orphans preferred. Wages $25 a week." But no such ad was ever placed by the Pony Express company. It appears to have been part of the hype of Buffalo Bill's Wild West show, which included highly dramatized and fictional depictions of the Pony Express riders. The Pony Express lasted only 18 months before the new Transcontinental Telegraph put it out of business in October 1861. Alas, Buzzkillers, you know how it is. The image of a telegraph clerk tapping away like the wind on his telegraph key and the receiving clerk on the other end dashing out the message in longhand and running across town to deliver it just isn't as thrilling or exciting as a Pony Express rider. So the idea, the image of the Pony Express rider got revived by Buffalo Bill in 1872, and then Hollywood moguls took up the story and amplified it whenever they could. Talk to you next week. Adios.